This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In my preamble, I want to remind each one of us, and I'm saying this as a speaker, and I say as a speaker when people ask me what legacy I want to leave behind, I say I hope in the audience there are individuals whose hearts are open, who are self-critical, and would leave from here today being a different person. If you leave from here today being the same person, then your presence has been futile. Sometimes a word, a phrase can change the way you look at things, and that is very important. And I speak to you today. The reason I'm walking up and down, I told my wife, as I said yesterday, I'll give me a moving talk, like, you know what I mean? So now the reason I share that with you is because, and I'm speaking at a time when the ummah is bleeding. The happiest place should be our home. The happiest place. And I say you can't fight two battles. I don't mind fighting the whole of humanity. But when I come home, my baby is waiting for me. My darling, my hero is here. I say, baby, I like it. I love it. That's what it's all about. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very romantic and expressive about his love. And that's important. You know what? I know this. It can be done, my beloved brothers and sisters. And sometimes you think you're a gift from Allah to your beloved wife. And your wife says, well, they don't know me. Often my wife tells me, you know, I speak on many radio programs, and my wife says to me, one day I'll phone, Razak, she says, one day I'll phone the radio station. I'll just tell them, I don't know the woman. I'm feeling dizzy. I want to go home. Because they know us. And this is an important thing, my friends. An important thing, my friends, your true test is not who you are outside your home. The hero, the man, generous, philanthropic, articulate speaker. But at home, you're miserly, you're constipated. You know what I mean? Your real test is, inshallah, inshallah, my prayer for you, and I love you all for the sake of Allah. Do you love me? Do you love me? And I want all of you to say, I like it. Come on, man, you're looking. No, it's no good. Say, I like it. Yes, we don't know how to show happiness these days. Hey, put a smile on your dal, baby. That's what they say. Right. So anyway, so I'm saying this to you. If your wife, your husband, when you die, if they lift up their hands and say, Ya Allah, forgive my husband. It was through him I learned about you. I learned about compassion. I learned about generosity. I learned about forgiveness. You think Allah is not going to forgive you? Your children say, Ya Allah, forgive my father. Forgive my mother. It was through them I got to understand the purpose of life. I realize there's a bigger purpose than what I see around me. And that's important. So this topic, addicted to love. How many of you are addicted to love? Not the unmarried ones, naughty, naughty. How many of you are addicted to love? How many of you say, you know, if you look at you put your hands up, alhamdulillah. Tell your husband you love him, tell him. Shame, and he's blushing, man. I like it. Right. So anyway, I also want to say to you that psychologists have said, if you do not change within 48 hours after a presentation, it's unlikely you're going to change. But when the Sahaba learned something from the Mubarak lips of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the change was immediate. Right? So how many of you are going to go home change? You're going to be different. Right? Come on, that's good. So if you've got two hands up, maybe you've got two wives. You know, in fact, talking about two wives, my wife, Sheikh Ibrahim Gangat from, you know, Channel Islam, may Allah grant him the highest status in Jannah. So he said to me, Idris, you know, you're doing this marriage conference and everything else. Are you thinking of a second wife? I said, no. I said, my wife said I can go to and fro, but not from fro to fro. What can I say? And I'm so witty. Yes, I'm so witty, right? So anyway, so let's look at, and I was thinking deeply. 2 o'clock this morning, I was wide awake, thinking very deeply about this topic, addicted to love. And it's a beautiful metaphor also, if you think about it. When a person gets addicted, he's powerless. He cannot live without it. When he doesn't have it, he has withdrawal symptoms. And when he has it, the same dose, he doesn't get the same kick. He wants more of it. He'll do anything. He'll steal. He'll rape his own mother for the drug. He wants that drug. Allah is out of the equation. But addiction also has some positive connotations. It means to be inclined, to be devoted to your wife. When you're not there, you miss her, like that drug. But this drug is positive. You know, and we need to understand that. How can we become addicted to love? What do we need to do to share that addiction? Like the drug addict, when he wants more of it because of his depression, there are times your wife might come to you and say to you, if you are not aware, she says, you, darling, I had a bad day today, baby. I had a bad day today, baby. What she wants from you, not advice, but she wants more love. She wants you to hug her. Say, I'm here for you, my darling. I'm here for you, my darling. That warmth, your garment unto each other, is so exhilarating. It is not fortuitous or by chance. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he went to the surreal experience of the first ayat, he ran to whom? To his beloved wife, Bibi Khadija. And what she did, she affirmed him. She said, you're a good man. You're a good person. You know what I'm saying to you? So the question to be asked is this. Is your home a bastion? Is it a place of tranquility? Or is it a place of contestation and struggle? Where snarling words are used, not purring words. I call my wife, you know what I call her? I call her Shushu Bobolina, my Pepe. Yeah, I call her my... Really, I do that, right? So if you're looking shocked, I hope you don't die of shock, right? If you die of shock, maybe your spouse says, oh, my dua has been accepted. Right. So this is a point, and I want to share this with you. Remember this, my friends. Remember. I said to you in my introduction, we are living at a time when the ummah is bleeding. The kind of issues I deal with in the community doesn't shock me anymore. Does not shock me anymore. Right? Most of our homes are sad places because the issue is an attitudinal thing. Attitudinal thing. You must show, to say to someone, I love my wife, and she does not experience that love, that means you do not love her. You cannot love her in your heart. It's a manifestation through kindness, to hug each other. And that's very, very important. So how many of you are married? Put your hands up, please. I can see you. Right. Some of you are smiling. Some of you are looking very depressed, Sheikh. Right. So are you happily married? Okay. Right. Now, you're happily married, brother? Sister, you're also happily married to him, right? Nice to ask. You know what I mean? Right. Okay. So this is important. So I want to suggest something to you. I want to suggest things to you. And what I would like you to do, my friends, what I'd like you to do I really believe sometimes, you know, people give up. They say, you know, my husband, my wife will never change. We're all capable of change. We're all capable of understanding who we are. Because some of us have grown up where there was no love. When they grew up, they could not be addicted to that love, but they were addicted to toxic behavior, negativity. When they saw the father being harsh, being brutal, they thought this is the norm. This is how you treat people. That's not the way. That's not the way. The other day, and I was sharing this with some of my friends, the other day, please, you gotta tell me how many minutes I've got. Normally, I have a calendar when I speak, you know. No, really, okay, I can go. I'm just warming up, right? You're enjoying my talk and all that. How many of you want my autograph? Put your hands up there. All of you, okay, right. Okay, so the other day, for example, I was helping a family out. And a mother was crying. She was crying. And she said to her sons and her daughters, and they're big. She's a grandmother. They all have kids. She said to them, I do not mind you come here weekly to have meals with me. I do not mind when y'all go out, right? When y'all go out to your, out anywhere, you leave your grandchildren with us. I have no issue with that. But how come none of y'all have ever invited me to your home? And she was crying. And all of them were sitting as I'm sitting. No one went to the mother. No one wiped away a tear. No one hugged her. I said, Ma, we're sorry, Ma. Ma, don't cry, Ma. The tears of a mother mean nothing to us. Hey? Mean nothing to us. That particular man whose wife was supposed to see me and he broke both her legs, where's his, what is wrong with him? Is he an animal? So I'm suggesting to y'all, my beloved brother, how many, 5 minutes? Okay, I've got 5 minutes. Tell them I must talk. No, I respect time. Really, I respect time, right? I'll be coming back, you know, and I hope I'm not going to be a recurring nightmare. Say, all of you, please come back. Oh, I see they're begging me. Look at it. What can I do? Right. Amen. I like it. So anyway, so this lady phones me up. You know, this is the attitude men have also got. And remember, women don't think you're angelic, you know. No. Right. So anyway, so this man tells his wife, you can go to Kamisa for counseling. I'm not prepared to come to him. Nothing wrong with me. He's perfect. The next day, she sends me a message. She says, sorry, brother, I cannot make it for counseling. I'm in hospital. My husband broke both my legs. So I want to suggest three things which I'd like you to implement. I want you, firstly, husband and wife, to say, we forgive each other. Let's start on a brand new page. Secondly, let us be role models for our children. Let us express our love to each other. Let us become addicted to each other. Let us become dependent and also interdependent with each other. Let us show the manifestations of love in different ways. Let us listen with empathy without interrupting. The last point is this. If you leave Allah and the Rasul from your home, you will not find true love. And I want to end it off. I know you all, I heard some say, don't end. They all love me. What can I do, man? Like, I always ask my wife, you know, Harun, you know my wife, right? I ask my wife, you know, did you marry me for my, only for my good looks, my intelligence, and my charm? You know? And my wife, you know, Allah bless her. Allah bless her. Her name is Ruxana, right? Allah bless her. I love you, baby. I don't spend much time at home because she wanted an outstanding husband. I'm standing outside. No, no. Right. Hey, Sheikh, I'm so brilliant. Eh? I'm so relaxed. I'm sleeping. My last point. This is a ritual. When you leave home, no matter what happened, leave with a smile. You must see your wife smiling. When I leave home, my wife is at the door. She's smiling. And I turn around like, you know what I mean? Abba. No, I do. Abba. I do that. Right. I get my neck exercise every morning. Abba. Right. Then I go down the road. And she stands there on the apartment. And I blow kisses at her. Now I see a lot of ladies there, stand there. I say, no, not for you. Eh? Hey, not for you. Hey, my wife is looking. It's only for my wife. Listen, may Allah bless you. My dua is Allah bring you all together. Right? Because I do not want you to have regrets in the twilight years of your life. Allah bless you. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I like it.